Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of the FPL Life for Deadline podcast. I'm your host Sam as always, and I'm joined here as always also by my co-host and pod partner Grace. Hello Grace, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, it's good to be here. Actually, it's good to be here this time.
Why will it not be good? Why will it not be good, eh?
You say if you did fly now, you did 50k, I'll be here, you see. You're flying now.
Yeah, I mean, we've had pretty good game weeks here. Great, talk us through your game week. Game week 31, how was it going?
Game week 31 was very good for me. I think I had 84 points. So I had Haaland captain, I had Salah, I had Grealish, I had John Stones that scored, I had Watkins with 16 points, and I had David De Gea. The rest of my Martinelli also gave one assist. Could have been more if Saka had not missed that PK, but yeah. Fair, it's still fair, 84 points, and I'm up to since I played my white card, I've moved up like a couple. I'm up to 500k now. 500k, so. And I'm money free this week. This is where.
Wow.
This is the top
100k is really, it's really a dream, right?
That's who. One at a time, yeah. One at a time. Let me not get tired of myself.
Yeah. I mean, I also had a good game week. I made a very good transfer. I brought in Salah for Rashford, and well, what do you know? Salah 2 goals, and yes, that was my week. 86 points actually. I moved up. I'm now in the top 100k, 56k rank. Yeah, so
beast.
see this guy. Anyway, still far, still very far from what Grace finished last season. Let me not say that's what my target is, sharp. But let's just say top 10k for now, if it's possible. I mean, we're not at the end of the season with free hits. Chris, what do you think? Can I make it?
It's going to be difficult, but it's possible. It has to start from the free hit. You have to just nail it this week.
Yeah, definitely. All things boil down to the free hit chip. And yes, it is also our blank game week 32. Yes, game week 32 is a blank game week, and I think just how many teams blank? About four teams or two teams?
Four teams, yeah.
Wait, how many teams blank?
Four teams.
Okay, four teams blank. Yeah, so teams that don't blank, can you just run through the fixtures, or let us say teams that don't blank in this game week 32?
Okay.
You have it there with you.
Yeah. So it's a Friday deadline, Friday to be 6:30 Nigerian time. Arsenal Southampton is the first match. Then there's Fulham Leeds on Saturday, early kickoff. Then Brentford Aston Villa, Crystal Palace Everton, Leicester Wolves, Liverpool Nottingham Forest. On Sunday it's Bournemouth West Ham and Newcastle Spurs. So the four teams that are blank are Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, and Brighton and Hove Albion.
All right. So before I go further, great. Let's just we've heard it. Let's just get this out of the way, because in the FPL community, I just went on Twitter and I saw like free hits 32 or saved free hits for a double game week, and there's this tension about there's better upside. So where do you stand on that? Let's just get that out of the way.
Well, for me, I don't even have a choice. I would carded to be able to free hit this time, because the teams I try to target for 30 and 31, like Man U, Manchester City, Brighton, the blank in this game week. But I think it is now dependent on your team. I wrote an article earlier this week on it, and I just tried to explain that I think it's dependent on your team. But I really fancy the free hit this week. For the double in 34. Yeah, if really then will maybe get you with 11 players, but I don't know. Like for me, I'm sure I'll still be able to line up with a good team. With a good team of doublers in 34. Like I plan to roll the free transfer in 33. So even with the -4 at worst, I should be able to get, I already even have 2 transfers planned in my head for that game week. So I think it depends on your team. If you have like less than, maybe with after free transfers, if you have less than like 8 players, I think you just play the free if you have it. I don't think there's any need holding it. You can always like work towards a solid game week 34 team. And the good thing about game week 34 is that it's a double, so there's a chance that the players you bring in, they have two opportunities to repay the because if you incur point hit in getting them in, they have two opportunities to repay. But I think it depends on your team. If you have 9 players with free transfers this week, maybe you keep it. Maybe if you have 9, if you have 10, maybe you keep it. But yeah, I don't really see, I don't think it's a versus something. It's just team.
All right. I think the bottom line is that it's team dependent. Yeah, but if you ask me, I think it's in case of which one has a greater upside. I know you mentioned the fact that double fixtures, so two opportunities, but I'm looking at these fixtures. Like, there are some fringe teams that you might not have, like Crystal Palace versus Everton, Fulham versus Leeds. Nobody's going to have those players from the, very few people are going to have those players from those teams. But in the double game week, your Brighton, your Man City, your Liverpool, Manchester United, we already have all these players. So, except you want to go for West Ham. So, that's basically maybe your upside with his West Ham players, you know, but yeah, that's my opinion anyway. But it still depends on your team and how you've planned it up to this point. Okay, yeah, but now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk blank game just to proper teams to target. Now we're going to be assuming that you're going to be looking at it from this angle if you have a free hit, and if that, like, if you're going to play your free hit this game week, and if you're not going to play. So but what are your top teams to target? Which teams are you looking at in this game?
Okay. Yeah, for game week 32, first I'm bullish on Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest. I think it's just how Nottingham Forest are terrible away from home. They have like, I think probably the worst record away from home in the league this season, and it's really bad. And you know how Anfield is, even the fact that Liverpool have even gotten a few good results recently, they want to push to see how far they can finish. So I think if you're on a free, triple Liverpool. And even if you are not on a free, while doing my research earlier in the week, I realized that I'll find the article, but I know Liverpool, West Ham, and probably one other team, I think Crystal Palace are the only teams with a match this game week and a double in 34. So even if you are not on the free, I think getting a Liverpool asset now could prove a very good long-term strategy. So the other team that Sam, you can hear me clearly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The other team that I'm bullish on is Arsenal. That's why the two consecutive draws now, and kind of deep in form. I think against Southampton at home, we'll have too much for them. So I think on a free, I think
I like the use of your pronoun "we," like as if you'll be playing the match.
Yes, now we are providing better moral support. So yeah, I think on a three Arsenal would really be very good.
I mean, wait. I want to stop here because I can't see the edge. I can't see the edge. You're talking like most people have Arsenal players, and okay, maybe Liverpool, most people don't, and they'll be scrambling to get Liverpool players. Where is the edge? Tell me the team that you're looking at that, you know, give me that free juice.
Okay, I think Fulham, and this is against, I think the community, they are really in favor of Crystal Palace. But honestly, I think it could be Fulham against Leeds. Leeds United are really bad. They are really poor. And when I read out my free hit draft later, you see, I think, okay, I have I have two Fulham players, but I'll probably change one of them. But I think Fulham against Leeds, at home to Leeds. I see Leeds really struggling between now and the end of the season, honestly. They just look very clueless. I actually felt that Liverpool were going to really run over them. As I imagine losing 5-1 to Crystal Palace. Come on now. They lost 5-1 to Crystal Palace. lost 6-1 to Liverpool. They are just shipping in goals. They can't defend. I don't know. Maybe the new coach or something. I don't know what's going on. But I think Fulham, especially, it could be the team to do the damage. Another team is probably West Ham. Although Bournemouth have not been, I don't know, Bournemouth, they are mixed. You don't know the Bournemouth you get sometimes. But I think West Ham, like they showed against Arsenal on today in the Europa League, they won 4-1. I think at least Moyes is getting some better results, so they could capitalize on their form. Yeah,
for that Bournemouth match, I'll favor Bournemouth over West Ham. I mean, they beat Spurs away from home as White Hart Lane. So, but yeah, as you said, you don't know the Bournemouth, depending on the Bournemouth you get, yeah. But I think they are fighting for relegation, so they will definitely want to give in 100%. And then fatigue, West Ham. But let's see, West Ham are also fighting for relegation. It's actually a relegation scrap match. But as you said, now let's narrow it down to players. And you talked about Fulham. My issue with Fulham is that I don't know which players to go for. Like, there's no standout pick. I mean, people have mentioned Andres Pereira, but I don't know the last time he returned anything more than maybe 8 points or 6 points. Like, there's no standout, no consistent performer in that West Ham team. Mitrovic, the only consistent performer, has been banned for the season or something like that.
Yeah, it's difficult. I actually thought of that, but I'm basing my I'm just set for anything actually. But the person I actually have in the Fulham team, I have Willian actually.
Woo!
Willian.
Woo!
I'm going to hold him.
Great is cooking, yo.
I mean, they cook spoil you. Yeah, but I think William plays off the right dominantly, and if you notice, Leeds are weak down their left, which is where he will be attacking. Yeah, I think the William pick is based on the fact that Leeds are weak on their left, and most right wingers have benefited from it. You see, Olise had 3 assists against Salah. With a 14-point haul against them, I think Willian could possibly. It's just a pick that it's just a cool free hit pick. I think I like that kind of player on the field. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah,
I also have Willian on my team, yeah, but he plays on the left. Don't play on the right.
On the left.
Yeah, James. I don't know. They played James on the right, in their last match against Everton.
I think it's very. Sometimes when this guy plays, this Solomon guy, Solomon plays on the left, and Willian can play on the right.
Yes.
So I think it's very well. I just like Willian. I'm surprised you have him.
Bro,
small differential. I won't carry now. You don't carry him. But the point is that he could flop bad, but I just like
it, yeah. That's just it. Anyway, yeah. But let's move on. You mentioned Wilson. Is it Harry Wilson? Yeah.
No. I didn't mention Wilson. Okay. I've not really observed him much. I know I've watched him before a couple of times, but I've not observed him with Fulham much.
Yeah. Let's talk Liverpool now. Liverpool players. Now there's a dilemma for me. I don't know if other people have that dilemma. Is it to go to defense or to attack? Now you said that this is going to be an attacking match, but the problem is that Liverpool have about 6 attackers fit right now for their game against Nottingham Forest. So who is going to start? How many minutes is that person going to get? Like, what was your thought on for this?
I know it's difficult.
You know Diaz is back. He played like 9 minutes.
I know. Yeah, I know it's difficult, but I don't see Diaz starting first of all. He's not going to start. I can almost take out anything on that. But I will favor the attacker still, because you see Liverpool, I know, but Liverpool are very funny side. Forest are terrible. That's another thing. They'll probably not score. But honestly, I won't be too surprised if they turn out to. Right now, I'm favoring one defender, two attacker. And although the attacker thing is tricky, I think Klopp will probably stick to. I think he will stick to his favorite front three over the last few matches. The front three has preferred over the last few matches because
That's Jota, Gakpo, and Salah.
yes, I actually think so because I feel that at least they've gotten some good results off that, and they are not really playing too many competitions again. So it's not like he's trying to rest one person for another person. And although I know that I think game 33 is a midweek. It's midweek. It's a
Yes, it's a
midweek.
midweek actually.
It's a midweek. And that's another thing to consider. It's very tricky. But honestly, I was just very, very keen on getting Jota as my third Liverpool player, and I have him, and I'll keep him. Except I hear news that he's not starting.
All right. Okay. The thing is that Robert himself is not even doing anything in terms of attacking wise.
That's the thing. That's the thing. You know, I owned Robertson for a long time this season.
I don't know.
So, I'm just looking at people saying Robertson. Okay. They play. It would work, sure, but I just favor two attackers. Jota or Gakpo could. Just I think there are a lot of options in midfield. I don't know if I want to just take Jota.
Yeah, that midfield exactly. Okay, let's talk position now. Your top midfield option from any team right now on your free hit or as your top transfer pick.
Top midfield options. I would say Eze. Like we are not considering popular picks, right? Let's not.
Yes.
Okay, I'll say Eze. I'll say Gakpo. I'll say Willian.
Hope say me and you will get the same free.
Ah, Sammy. I mean, you see, I don't like this team. I don't like. You know me.
Eze just is down for my level now. I don't understand why you didn't mention Eze. Why did you go for Olise
I don't understand you.
Oh, well. Anyway, sure, no, like, if we get the same team, yeah, everywhere good. Okay, but I like your Eze picture. I like your Eze picture. I think something might happen there. But okay. Your best defensive options right now.
Defenders, it's just difficult. But I think, okay, if you consider Trent a popular pick, I think I would say okay, the Crystal
Trent is
Palace.
not a popular pick. I had
Okay,
him and he was a
okay.
differential 0.8%.
Wow, yeah, I saw that. Nice one. They play this game. I think Trent is a no-brainer. I think Zuma. Although you don't know, Bournemouth would score. That's the thing. They're at home. Then maybe okay, one of these Crystal Palace boys, maybe Anderson or so. Then okay, let me just put the top three as Trent, Anderson, and a lot of people are saying Max Kilman. I don't know. I was seeing some kind of analysis on him.
Who be that? Who be that,
Max Kilman, but I'm not really sure of that because I think that against Leicester, if Iheanacho plays, that if he starts, I think
Yeah.
Leicester will score. I think so.
Yeah, defense is where I'm having a bit
It's
of issue. That's why I was
difficult.
actually considering the Liverpool because it will solve a lot of problems for me.
Yeah,
But
I'll probably
I
just
mean.
have a Trent, Trippier, and either of Zuma or one other random person on my bench.
Yeah, I was thinking if I could be cocky enough to go without Trippier, but I'm seeing that I would have to actually go with Trippier.
Yeah, good. I'll try to go with Trippier. I have Pedro Porro on my bench and the other defender. I have some okay players there, so I'm not really bothered so much. But I know the defense is difficult, actually. It's difficult
Who is your goalkeeper of choice?
Yeah, initially I was with Leno. I was with Leno. Well, it will probably be this Crystal Palace, maybe Sam Johnstone.
Yeah. I think Sam Johnstone, because he's making saves and Crystal Palace, yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel with Sam Johnstone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you think? Should we have Watkins? These are for free hitters now. Should Watkins be on your free?
It's difficult. I have him on my draft, but I want to sacrifice him. He's one of the, I think the, in the draft I have now, the two changes I want to make will be the keeper, Watkins, and maybe one of my third defender. That one is like irrelevant. I have Rico Henry there, but I can't change him to anybody. Now I'm thinking Brentford. You know he's in form. That's the problem
That's just the problem. You know what? Let me confess. I nearly removed Watkins from Newcastle. I'm just lucky that I didn't do that. Because I thought, difficult match. Should I go for, you know, my Martial fantasy or something?
that's the thing.
It would have pained me, Sha.
That's the thing, because that's where non-traders can even gain an edge over you. You go against somebody like Watkins now, and he's in form, and he just pops. But I might still do it, Sha, because Izzy that I mentioned now, I don't even know where I'll put Izzy, because I have Jota, I have Jesus, I have Watkins, I have William, double Arsenal midfielders, I have
That's why I'm even asking you, because I did my draft and I saw that if I put Watkins, I also take out either William or Izzy.
Yes.
Or I leave Watkins out, and then now I'm just thinking Watkins, Izzy, Watkins, William. Oh my god. Oh my god. I mean, it's a dilemma. You just have to go with your guts, but I just feel Brentford away. I mean, how many goals can Aston Villa score? My god, Prince. Well, Newcastle beat them 2-1.
Yes.
And anyway, just go with your guts, yeah. Just go with your guts. But you have the Saka Martinelli combo.
I do.
The Trinity, the Holy Trinity, yeah. And Gabriel Jesus also.
Yeah.
So, like, what was your thinking? Arsenal 4, Southampton 0, or what?
That kind of thing. I tried to actually set my free team before I said seeing draft. So, I set my free team, like, I think it was a Sunday night. I just set before people start influencing my decision. But now, yeah. We're almost there, we're almost the same as, but at least, there's still some difference.
Yeah, definitely. I'll also back us now. They are going to come back strong against Southampton for sure. So, I think we pretty much covered it though. so let's just hear your drafts, pre-drafts.
Let's talk about captains first before
draft. Should we talk about captaincy? Okay, I was saving that for later. Okay. Wow. Let's talk about captaincy. Saka, Salah, Martinelli, Jesus.
Yeah. Who's your? Mon Salah, Egyptian king. No time. Salah.
What if Salah is beating you now? What if he's beating you with that performance against?
I'll let me fall inside the gutter. It's Salah for
to
me.
Be honest, Salah. To be honest, I was actually considering the Arsenal guys, though. But with that performance that Liverpool gave against Leeds, it's just overwhelmingly in favor of Salah. I think he's back. He's going to, at least till the end of the season, he's just going to keep on scoring. So Salah is also my captain to pick.
Yeah. But any of those guys could have scored him, sure. But yeah, it's just difficult to know who now. So
I'm going to go ahead and reverse jinx this, but don't captain Saka. If anybody's planning to captain Saka, just kill that plan. Kill it.
Don't say I didn't tell you
guys. Don't captain Saka. Very important. If you want to captain any Arsenal player, captain Martinelli or Jesus, don't captain Saka. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, okay. Now we've gotten captaincy out of the way. Let's hear your great drafts.
Yeah. Pre-draft, I'll just say what I have here. I'll say what I plan to change if I eventually go through with it. I have Leno, Zuma, Trippier, Trent Alexander-Arnold in defense. Then I have Martinelli, Salah, Captain, Willian, Saka in midfield. Up front, I have Jesus, Jota, Watkins. And on my bench, I have Keylor Navas, Side Benrahma, Pedro Porro, and Rico Henry. But I think a few changes, right? Benrahma could be easy. But the thing is that I don't know where I'll put this in my starting level, except I'm selling, except I want to ditch Watkins. So that's like one of the conundrums I have. Then the other thing is I'll probably change Leno to Sam Johnston from Crystal Palace. So that's just the dilemma. I know if I ditch Watkins, I'll have to play 3-5-2. So I'll play Z alongside Salah, Willian, Saka, Martinelli. So yeah, I'll probably change, maybe not Leno, I'll probably change Navas to Johnston, start Johnston, bench Leno. So that's like what I have in mind. Yeah. The changes I'll have will be few. Just few, those two I mentioned, and maybe one minor change on the bench, something like that.
Yeah, I mean that's a badass free team. That free team is getting 125 points. Yeah, my team not so different, but I'm just gonna say from the top of my head, just a rough draft. But I remember having Trippier, Arnold and Alex Moreno, the Aston Villa defender in my defense. Johnston as my keeper, then in midfield, Willian, Eze, Salah, Saka, Martinelli, up front, Jota and Jesus. So like that's my 3-11 chart. I didn't bother about my bench right now. My 3-11, but I've been thinking about Watkins, man. I've been thinking about Watkins since I did that thing, man. I'll still be thinking about him till the deadline, which is tomorrow, but I'll see if I can make a decision. I just feel that I have to take a gamble and let's just see. If it's
yeah, on the free, it's good to take a gamble. I don't know, it just feels like the kind of gamble that if it doesn't pay off, you just be like, I should not have done. Anyhow it goes, yeah, you always feel somehow, so.
Yeah. But if I have Watkins, again, and another option, if I have Watkins, I might have Watkins in place of Jota and then replace Moreno with Robertson. It might not just be Watkins or Eze, like, that was the option I was thinking of.
That's not bad. Yeah, so for that Watkins in place of Jota, then I don't know if that will allow me. Yeah, that would probably allow me Benrahma to play the tackle, for instance. Or is he? Are you there?
You can try it. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But let's see. Just a few changes here and there. But I might just still stick out with something like this. What do you think about Kane this week? Yeah, those were
Oh my god, we went this is disrespect to the greatest English striker of all time. I mean, Kane, we are sorry. Kane is not going to it. Yeah, it's quite popular on freeze actually, but
yeah,
he's nowhere near my team. Although I think he can score against Newcastle. I think Newcastle is like impenetrable defense or anything, but were you saying something?
No. Like, go ahead.
Okay. Like, I'm not betting on against him or on him. I'm just not having him in my team. That's just it. It's not like I'm saying he's a bad pick or anything, but I'm not just having him in my team. There are better options, in my opinion.
Okay.
But what do you think?
Yeah, I think you could score, Sha, but I'm not just me. I'm personally not feeling it, right? So if you really fancy him, if you get him, I think you can score one. I'm not just feeling it. I didn't consider him once. So.
Yeah, I think we have the same thoughts towards him. But you have Pedro Porro, which is interesting. Although I'm sure he's going to be in the bench.
He does the problem. He's on my bench. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this free hit is looking very, very good. I just hope that it just goes according to plan.
I hope so.
The FPL gods, please be merciful.
I hope
anyway,
so.
Anyway, yeah, I think we've covered almost everything. Or I think everything. Is there anything we are missing here?
No.
Nope. All right. You've said your team plans. I've given a rough, you know, overview of my own team plans. So. We're just going to wish you all luck for the game week. Yes, we all say may our arrows be green.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys same time. Let me not say same time next week, but hopefully same time next week. We have to apologize, please. We are very bad. We didn't want to apologize.
Yeah.
And we know that we didn't win last week.
We sincerely apologize for not being available last week. Actually, that last week was so choked up, actually. But
yes,
we always try to be to meet up with them the deadlines, and also note that game week 32 deadline is midweek, so you can always also look at that. I think it starts I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday, so we should look at that.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, then.